I want to talk to you today about how God wants to surprise you. What is a surprise? It's something good that happens that we weren't really expecting. Something that makes us feel special. It lets us know that somebody was thinking about us. And as a parent, I love to surprise my children. The other day, I saw a pair of earrings that I knew our daughter Alexandra would like. I bought them, couldn't wait to get home. When I saw her, I said, "Alexandra, I got these for you today." Her little face lit up. She gave me a big hug. That made her whole day. And it wasn't so much what I had given her, just a $7 pair of earrings, but it was the fact that she didn't know it was coming. There was no real reason for it. Wasn't her birthday, wasn't Christmas. It was just a gift simply because I love her. And as her father, I want to make her feel special. I want to bring joy to her face. That's what surprises do. Our son Jonathan had several cases of his guitar gear at the back door last Saturday. He was going to load it Sunday before we came. When I got home Saturday night and saw it there, I went ahead and put it in the car for him. Didn't take me 5 minutes. The next morning when he came down, expecting to have to load it, and saw that it wasn't there, first thing he did was come to my room and say, "Thanks, Dad, for loading up my gear." Just a small surprise to brighten his day. A small surprise that let him know his father was thinking about him. And that's the way our Heavenly Father is. He wants to surprise you with His goodness. He wants to do things that make your life easier. Things that let you know He's thinking about you. And we need to be more aware of these surprises. It may not be something big, just small things in our everyday life. You're at the store about to purchase something, and the clerk says, "This is going to go on sale tomorrow. Let me go ahead and give you the sale price today." That's God surprising you. Or that neighbor down the street that's so contentious, so hard to get along with. You drive by one day and you see a for sale sign in his yard. That's God thinking about you.